and gave him quite a chore. Go and search the whole wide world and bring back to my door the thing that is most valuable, the thing I cherish most. Yes, I'll let you back in heaven then, said the Lord of hosts. The angel flew the whole wide world till a twinkle caught his eye. It came from a golden box with diamonds piled high. He flew the box to heaven, and the gate man said to him, yes, it certainly is a treasure, but Hashem won't let you in. The angel flew the world again, and this time to a war. He saw an act of bravery like none he'd seen before. A soldier jumped upon a bomb to save the lives of friends. And with the first drop of the soldier's blood, the angel flew again. The keeper of the gate told him, were it up to me, I'd let you in right now with that drop of blood I see. But the Lord of hosts has told me that I cannot let you in until the utmost precious cherished thing is brought back here to him. The angel flew the world again till he saw a sinner's face. It was covered by a talis, which was hiding his disgrace. And from a deep felt sense of shame, something started to appear. And the angel flew with all his might, and he grabbed that precious tear. The gates of heaven opened up, and light filled up the sky. The Holy One himself took the teardrop and he cried, my house is always open, says the mighty Lord of hosts. And a teardrop of repentance is the thing I cherish most. Hashem once made an angel and gave him quite a chore. Go and search the whole wide world and bring back to my door the thing that is most valuable, the thing I cherish most. Yes, I'll let you back in heaven then. I'll let you back in heaven then. Yes, I'll let you back in heaven then, said the Lord of hosts.